Yeah, great achievement. You know, considering the boy had a real slow start as well, only scored a couple of goals in the first dozen games due to niggling injuries that plagued him all pre-season, really. We really had to manage him, and obviously during a time when we weren't in great form as a side. So I think Lee getting to 20 is a terrific achievement, real good achievement by a good player. But he'll certainly be first to admit he owes a debt of gratitude to his colleagues who supply him with the chances. And Lee to get to 20, Steve Morrison to 12 and Aidan O'Brien to 11 in still in February is a good achievement for us. And what we've got to do is make sure that no one sort of is happy where they're at the moment. We have to keep progressing.
Doncaster obviously next. Your away form has been great anyway, but how much confidence are you taking into that after burying a little bit of a home hatchet against Peterborough?
I think the key to our 12 away wins this year is the fact that we just concentrate on the next game, that we go to away games with a game plan that we try and follow to a T, and the boys work extremely hard. You know, I've never had to question my players' attitude or desire in a game this season. And when you make the long trips up north this year, as we're doing a lot of them, you have to be focused. Certainly, you have to be aggressive in your approach to defending, but discipline. That's what I was looking for. Discipline is, you know, is the key one that we have to stick to our shape, and then we have to be bright when we've got the ball. And I think that was key to the Peterborough victory last week. Was we were very disciplined in our approach, was very aggressive in our approach, but when we regained the ball, we were really good with it.
Doncaster came to the Den, I think it was back in October. You won 2-0, so they're not going to want you to do the double over them.
No, they'd be obviously desperate to get back to winning ways. I think they've Darren went in and had a real impact and had some really good results. And they've had a difficult few weeks, which happens, I think, when a new guy goes in. I obviously found it myself at the start of the season, but Darren's proven. He's a good manager, and in time we'll get them firing. And they've got some good players, and I think that's the key. This level, there's a lot of good players in this division, and when it comes together on the day for any team, it's capable of beating anybody else. And I think we've seen that in the tightness of the division, top and bottom. So we have to be very diligent to Doncaster's strengths and their ability to play, but and focus on ourselves defensively and attacking.